Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's Monday, the 13th of October, 2014. This is my audio blog. I've just been listening to Dean Reed, who did a boo entitled, I think it was, Autumn and Litter. And he's really opened my eyes, actually, just listening to his boo. He was talking about how little you hear about the campaign called Keep Britain Tidy, that used to be a feature when we were younger. Used to be a feature of daily life. You know, you'd see the advertising on the television, and let me just take a quick photo while I'm stationary here, and I can see a great example of some litter. Right, I'll drive on. You could see the advertising, whether it was, I don't know whether it was in billboard advertising or on the television, newspapers, wherever. It was certainly part of the of the national psyche. Keep Britain tidy. It was certainly printed as a label on the backs of every crisp packet. There was a little Keep Britain tidy symbol. I can just see in my head the little stick man with the triangular legs and the basket next to him, the litter basket. I hope they still appear on the back of products. I don't know if they do. What's this here? Like, I've got here a bottle of Caledonian water, still Scottish mountain water by Sainsbury's. Other brands are available. Can I see on here, this package uses a minimum of 25% recycled plastic? Oh, well, it's already been recycled, so I don't need to worry about it. I've already bought this bottle of water from a it does say here, bottle plastic widely recycled. Cap plastic, check local recycling, label plastic not currently recycled. So there are some instructions here how I can recycle bits of this product and not others. So, okay, maybe there is a little bit of a concession to the fact that you should continue to do something sustainable with this plastic bottle. But it certainly doesn't say on there, Keep Britain Tidy. I think that campaign may well have died off completely. And I think it's a huge shame. And I'm really glad that Dean's brought this to my attention today. Because I think, judging by the amount of sheer volume of litter that I've seen just now in the... And I can see now, as I look out the window right now, I can see half of a plastic cup or paper cup of some coffee, instant takeaway coffee or thick shake or something, just lying there on the grass. My eyes are drawn to the green grass areas, and I can see hubcaps on the sides of the road. Okay, they chocolate sweet wrapper. People are prepared to just throw it out the window and carry on with their day. Dean talked about some of the other campaigns that we do here, about drink driving and drugs and stuff like that. You know, absolutely those things are wrong as well, and it's quite right that the government should spend money on those campaigns as well, and But I think something as fundamental as litter, it just shows how, as a society, how irresponsible a lot of people are. And I think it's that lack of feeling responsible for your part in society that is evidenced by, for instance, the act of littering, but is symptomatic of something much, of a deep, deeply seated apathy that people have for their responsibility in society. And I think that if people are prepared to litter, you know, they are prepared, they're so lazy that they will not keep their used bottles inside their vehicle. Like I obviously do. I've got this empty bottle of water here next to me that I haven't thrown it out the window. I've kept it in the car, and it will stay in the car until my car gets so overloaded with litter that I go and put it all in the bin at home. Not usually at home. Yeah. But other people, they seem to just chuck it out of the car. And that is symptomatic. So I think if we were to fix that in our society, if we were to fix this littering, if we were to return to the Keep Britain Tidy campaign and actually get people to think a little bit about the consequences of their actions in terms of littering, for instance, if people got their heads around that, it may well be that all the other things like irresponsibly drinking and driving, or being violent and all that stuff, would somehow people might stop doing those things as well. Those antisocial behaviours. So yes, keep Britain tidy. Thank you for listening. Toodle-boo.